Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. About to have a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Rich is one of the political operatives in our brain trust. He's of the Republican persuasion. In the interest of full disclosure, he spins to the right, as he said. He's the writer, the publisher, and the chief clerk over at Mullings.com. It's a website I encourage you to go to and check out his thrice weekly cyber column. Rich Galen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, my friend. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Rich, you've looked at, you were just in Europe, and there are a lot of royals over there, and you look at those folks and you say, you know, I bet they wake up in the morning scared to death that something might happen. They would lose that status because they got to be thinking, what would I do? What else would I do in life? And so
talk about being thrown into the right end of the gene pool.
Exactly.
The word for that.
That's exactly right.
Nothing,
Rich, where I want to go with that, I'm going to let you come out on that second. When I think about what happened with Anthony Weiner, that whole story, folks, don't worry, I'm not going to go there, but I just want to use him as an example. Here's what I heard somebody say about him. The reason he did not want to resign so vociferously is because he can't imagine not being a member of Congress. And I got to thinking, is that not the definition of the political class? And how different is that from being a royal? And isn't that what's wrong with Washington today? Now you can talk.
That's a great comparison, which I had not thought of. The Wieners of the world, of whom there are many in the United States Congress,
533. Four, I'm going to give one guy a break.
Which one?
I don't know. I'm just sure there is one.
Oh, you just assume. I think the majority are lawyers, so they can always go back to writing wills and defending DUIs.
Yeah.
But a significant percentage of them really don't have anything else. They were city councilmen, they were county commissioners, they were state reps or state senators, and they've just sort of walked their way up, and they have been on the public payroll. Exclusively, in many cases, for decades, and they couldn't anymore make a living without being on the public dole than you or I could fly.
Yeah.
And not only that, but the comparison to the royal class has become ever more disturbing. I mean, I spend a lot of time, as you know, in green rooms,
mm-hmm.
and you can always tell when a member of Congress, not a senator, not the vice president, but a senator, but a congressman is coming in because three or four aides, very, very serious-looking aides, sweep in before him or her with their files clutched against their chest, looking very earnest and making sure that the way is clear for this member of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
What? I mean, now, you know, when Newt Gingrich was the whip, the Republican whip, I once called the RNC to see if they would pay. The RNC would pay
Republican
for
National
somebody
Committee
to act as Newt's travel aide because we just sent him out on his own. I mean, he just got on the airplane, went to where he was supposed to go, and came back, and, you know, he got in his car and went home. Now you got to have, white horses and guys dressed up in beefeater outfits.
So, Rich, this is a serious problem. It's become a problem, in my opinion. I think the chickens of that problem are coming home to roost now in the way they're behaving with regard to running the government. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. That's right. They have no clue. They have no clue as to how most people who are in business run their businesses, which is these are the general principles on which I operate, but sometimes events overtake me and I got to do something else.
Right.
And it's the events overtaking that members of Congress never have to deal with, so they get trapped into this ideological sort of religious almost, ideology And neither side will budge, and we're, you know, we're heading down the tracks to a really bad
time. And until somehow the government has to be run the way you and I run our businesses and the way mom and pop runs their households, until that happens, we're not going to have any sanity in Washington. What do you think?
No, we never will. As you know and I know, the comparison breaks down at some point because you and I don't have to pay for a standing army and things like that. But the fact is that the federal government has, you know, we used to talk about Sweden caring mm-hmm. for people from the cradle to the grave. Well, the United States government, you know, handles Americans in ways that the Swedes would never have even considered. I mean, you can't, if it rains too hard.
Yeah.
You know, there's a federal program to help you.
And we're going to talk about this a little bit, touch on this a little bit, as we move into the next segment where I'm going to ask Rich about the debate now, basically an impasse between the Republicans and the Democrats on the budget and the deficit. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.